USA News update. A key inflation measure watched by the Fed Reserve is meeting expectations. The Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, that doesn't include food and energy, rose by nearly 4.5% from 1 year ago. It's the slowest annual jump since October 2021. Weather forecasters say a storm that will cause a headache for millions of Americans across the country will be the opening act for some really cold air next week. Snow is expected this weekend from Colorado and Wyoming all the way east to Michigan. The snow will fall ahead of a new round of Arctic air that's being billed an Alberta Clipper. The police chief in Memphis says some words came to her mind when she saw the video of Tyree Nichols getting beaten by police officers.
Horrific. Alarming. Disappointing. Sad.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.